بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا سورة ياسين شريف وريد من الله تعالى accepted May Allah Ta'ala make it a isal e sawab for all the marhumeen, especially those who have passed away in the recent week, in the recent 2-3 weeks. And there also, inshallah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing through the barakat of Surah Yasin. We make dua, inshallah, after dhikr also, Allah Ta'ala give all of them shifa-i kamil, inshallah. Again, it is the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have assembled here, the menfolk in the masjid, and the mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these madaris that take place, the dhikr majlis, and all other programs that take place. May Allah ta'ala make it a means of hidayat for ourselves, for our families, our children, our progeny, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the same things we mention each time we gather here for a majlis of dhikr or majlis of this nature, that we have gathered here simply to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make ruju ila Allah. We have to cleanse and purify our hearts. We have to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am your sinful servant. I have been disobedient to you. Each one is well aware of whatever sins he or she has committed. We are not discussing the sins of each person here. Each person now connects himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With full concentration, dhyan, we make sincere tawbah. If we can shed those tears of nadamat, well and good. Otherwise at least make the face of a crying person in the time of dua. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. The fadail of dhikr we have mentioned so many times now. The Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful. That Musa alayhi salatu salam had once asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give me a dhikr that I can make that will gain your pleasure, make me reach you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, oh Allah, he said, La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, that dhikr Allah, everybody makes. It's common. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made. And their followers made. I want something exclusive. Something special for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Musa, that this la ilaha illallah, it is so powerful. The meaning of the hadith is, it is so powerful that if the seven heavens, the seven skies, the seven earth, whatever they contain, can we imagine the seven skies and all the creation, all the makhluk in there, and the seven earths and all what it contains. If all that is placed on one side of the scale and just the la ilaha illallah on the other side, this la ilaha illallah will outweigh the seven earths and the seven skies, whatever they contain. Every single sheikh, murshid, every single alim, every single ustad had given this prescription to his murid, to his disciple, to his student, to his friend, the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. Because this is so powerful. We will discuss today, inshallah, what the Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned. And of course, this is the same things that are mentioned by all our mashayikh. Our Hazrat Arif Billah, Zakli Makhtar Damad, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damad Barakatum Al-Aliyah, Mila Zakim Shifai Kamil, Adil Mustaqir Daim. We have to continue making dua for his shifa, for his well-being. Few pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are still in this world. So as Thani Rahmatullahi Ali has mentioned, Allah Jalla Shanuhu ki muhabbat kaise pida ho. How does one gain the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How does a person gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he's mentioned a few things, four things. Number one, he has mentioned, uska ki kisi waqt, waqt-e khas mein khuda ta'ala ki in'amat ko socha kare, aur uske saath hi apne nalaiq harkaton ka mutala kare, aur ghor kare. Ke agar hukam-e zahiri ki itni mukhalafatein karta, to kya anjaam hota, aur unki nigahon mein kaisi dhillat hoti. Magar haq ta'ala ne bawajood meri sarkashi ke apni in'amat mujh par band nahi. One weighs the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has bestowed upon him. From the morning, the entire day, the evening, the night, the iman Allah has given us, Allah has made us ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us air to breathe in, we're able to move, we're able to eat, we've got clothing, we've got families, we've got children, it carries on, etc., etc., etc. These are all the in'amat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one weighs that with the manner in which he conducts himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does he obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How obedient he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If one juxtaposes the both, he compares the both, and he checks Allah's kindness upon me so much, but in return, what type of obedience have I shown? I'm only disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ibadat I make also is very clumsily done. There's no soul, there's no jaan, there's no ruh in it. I'm not doing it happily, it's like a burden upon me. So if one looks and compares, Allah's kindness is so much. And I am not being an obedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, I am being a disobedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he sits and he ponders and he sees that despite my disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has not closed the doors of his sustenance and in'amat upon me. Allah still continues to bestow me with his favors, with his kindness, with his mercy, with his sustenance, with his rozi, with his rizq. There's no end to it. Allah is not stopping it. Allah has not closed the doors. Allah is still giving me. In the world, any person who is kind to us, and he gives us whatever we require. You're working for some person, and the boss gives you a car, gives you a good salary. Sometimes he gives you incentives, many fringe benefits. And he's very kind to you. You go late also, he doesn't say anything. You need leave, he gives you leave. He gives you extra holiday. And of all that, and you still disobey this boss of yours. You're arrogant, you're rude. He gives you some work, you don't do it. How will this boss feel? Won't he take away all those privileges he has given you? In fact, he will terminate the job that you have with him. And he will chase you away from me. Allah has not chased any one of us. Allah still continues to give us and give us and give us, and he gives us plentiful. So when one ponders over this point, that despite my disobedience to Allah, Allah still continues to give me from his treasures, then this should create some love in our heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing he mentions is, that we must start to do the zahiri ahkam. In other words, whatever Allah has commanded, for example, salat. If we are not performing salat, for example, or we are not performing a 5-time salat, now we should force ourselves to perform salat. We are not making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not reading tilawat of the Quran. We are not doing some hukum of Allah. We must now force ourselves to do it. As the Thani Rahmatullah says, initially it is very difficult. In the beginning, it is very difficult on the person.
But as the person continues, he says, just like a magnet, it pulls, it draws to itself all those objects which are close by it. By you coming into that action, even though your heart and soul initially is not there fully, you're just forcing yourself to read some tilawat of the Quran. You never used to read, now you're forcing yourself at least quarter para I'm reading for the day. So initially he says, the person's soul is not there, but when he forces himself, just like a magnet pulls and draws those objects near it, it attracts those objects and brings it towards it, like that, this person by doing that action in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that that action will draw him closer and closer to that particular deed, and then he'll begin to love that action, and then he'll begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should force himself to do those ahkam which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made incumbent upon us, and all those actions which brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like a magnet, it will pull us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing he gives is, zikr ke liye bhi kuch waqt nikale. We should find some time for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether the person is a murid of a shaykh or not. Of course, there are more benefits when a person takes bayat, he knows what type of dhikr to make, how to make, how much to make. But leave that aside. A person should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. Even if it is just for a few minutes, 5 or 10 minutes only, in seclusion, in solitude. This is a dhikr, majlis of dhikr, many people are seated here, we are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is just for ta'aleem purposes, that when we go home, when we are alone, we must take out the time and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the time when you now connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will get the love of Allah ta'ala in your heart. So three things we have mentioned thus far. We compare the in'amat of Allah ta'ala to our disobedience to Allah ta'ala, and Allah still does not close the doors of rozi and His favors upon us. Then we should try and force ourselves to do some action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, even though it may be difficult initially. And the third thing is, we should find some time, make some time, specific time for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth thing they've mentioned, that we should sit by the pious people, by the Ahlullah. And of course, again, I'm not alluding anything, I am the worst of all. We should go by the real mashayikh, the real Ahlullah, and sit by them. One through their suhbat, the athar of their suhbat, the effect of their company is such that you will find, you will feel some joy, enjoyment in the heart, and you will begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi says, to make out who is that person who is that Ahlullah which they talk about, the pehchan is what? Unki suhbat mein dunya ki muhabbat kam ho aur khuda ki muhabbat zyada ho. By sitting with him, he will talk about Allah ta'ala more. The love for dunya will become less in your heart, and the love of Allah ta'ala will increase in your heart. So these are four simple nuskhas, prescription that he has given to gain the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That compare Allah's kindness to our disobedience, Allah still gives us. Second one is that we should force ourselves to do those actions that Allah Ta'ala has made incumbent upon us, and all those things that lead us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though in the initial stages it is very difficult on the nafs, but we continue, and then Allah Ta'ala will then draw us towards Him. And the third is very important, that we should make some time for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fourthly, find that friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in his company, the effects of his company will be such that Allah ta'ala's muhabbat comes into our heart. Because by sitting by people of the dunya only, they will talk about rands, dollars, currency, the rate, what's happening, and this container, and that container, and this shipment, and mashallah, they're doing business, but the whole day, this is the only fikr. And the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is talking a different currency. He's talking a different rate. He's talking about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking about the azmat, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we should become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, The friends of Allah Ta'ala also make jokes. But even their jokes also is not like the jokes how we make in dunya, rude jokes, no. Their jokes also, or the light-heartedness also connects us to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is the kamal. So by sitting with them or in the company, the love of Allah Ta'ala is generated in our heart. Simple four nuskhas, inshallah. We go home also, let us try and pass it on to others. This was the prescription given by Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and hidayat to make amal, inshallah. We have mentioned the fazilat of dhikr and the adab of dhikr. We should not scream and make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Try and make it in a melodious tone. Each person should make his dhikr. Dhikr should not be in a chorus form. We should have full dhyan, tawajjuh. Dedicate ourselves now. Our heart, mind should be shut off everything else besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now forget that business, forget everything else. All the problems, the sorrow, the grief, every problem and misery we had the entire day. Now let's forget all those things. Now we are going to remove from our heart the filth that has accumulated. The pride, the jealousy, the anger, the ghussa, the love for dunya, takabbur, hasad, jealousy, greed, hirs, lalach we have. All those things have infested our hearts. They've corroded our hearts. They've clogged our hearts. And we're going to say la to this. La. We are making nafi. La ilaha. And when we say la ilaha, then we must feel that all this ghairullah is coming out of our heart. It is being washed away with the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are taking the scrubbing brush and we are scrubbing our hearts. We are scrubbing our hearts. And we can feel all the filth coming out when we're saying la. La to that pretty woman, that face, that woman who's not our mahram, that ajnabiya woman. And we have cast that lustful glance upon her. And now that picture has come into our heart, it's imprinted itself on our heart. And now it is plaguing us. So we have to say la to her. La to everything that takes us away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And say illallah. Fill our hearts with the love of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the supremacy of Allah. Everything is in His control. He is the most powerful. He is qadir, He is qadir. He is sami', He is basir. He is latif, He is khabir. He is aziz, He is hakim. He is ghafoor, He is rahim. And Allah loves to forgive. And as we are making the dhikr of Allah, Allah is cleansing our hearts. Allah is purifying our hearts. We will feel lighter. We will feel connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa Sayyidina Muhammad. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. When you take the name Allah, then just picture and imagine everything is saying Allah. The sky is saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. The ground is saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The plants are saying Allah. The flowers are saying Allah. The rivers are saying Allah. The oceans are saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The angels are saying Allah. The jinn is saying Allah. Mankind is saying Allah. Every single thing is saying Allah. Even the hair on the body of the mu'min is saying Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil dard-e-dil ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhu jidar Allah, 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 Allah,
koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان ويا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين وجعلنا من المهديين وجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المؤمنين مع المتقين مع الإيمان يا الله forgive us our sins يا الله يا الله هم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم بدکار ہیں یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ we confess my Allah یا اللہ we have committed so many sins my Allah so much of filthy gunas my Allah from head to toe we are covered with sins my Allah our hearts have become blackened with sins my Allah our hearts have become corroded rusted my Allah our hearts have become heavy like rocks my Allah Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. You are too merciful, my Allah. Your sifat is Rahman and Rahim. You are Ra'uf, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa. Fa'fu anna, ya kareem. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, big sins, small sins, my Allah, major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, amadan, khatan, whatever sins, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, my Allah, but you are watching every action of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well away, you are well away, Ya Allah, of whatever is concealed in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are latif, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sami' and you are Basir, my Allah. Whatever thought crosses our mind and our hearts, my Allah, you are well away from even the thought, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so powerful, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can overpower you, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can overpower you, my Allah. Nobody can make you ajiz, my Allah. You are qawi, my Allah. You are mateen, my Allah. You are samad, my Allah. You are ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum faqeer hai. Hum bikari hai. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah.
You have conferred the title of fuqara upon us, my Allah. You have said, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. Ya Allah, you are ghani. Ya Allah, you are hamid, my Allah. You don't require any one of us, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are baniyaz, my Allah. Allah, we require you, my Allah. Ham muhtaj hai, my Allah. We need you, my Allah. Every second of our life, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you for dunya. We need you for akhirat, my Allah. We need you for everything, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we are sick, ya Allah, we turn to you, my Allah. We realize there's nobody who can help us besides you, my Allah. When we are experiencing some financial loss, my Allah, some death, some qaraz, my Allah, ya Allah, and all our other channels that we try and go through, my Allah, everything fails, my Allah, we realize there's only one person we can turn to, and that is you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the wrong aqeedah we have, ya Allah, make us have the right aqeedah, my Allah. Give us the right aqeedah, right aqaid, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us have the right yaqeen in your dhat, my Allah. Make us have the right yaqeen in your dhat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the provider. You are the nourisher. You are the cherisher. You are the supreme, ya Allah. You are Malik Yawmiddin. You are Malik al-Mulk. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. You are Muqallib al-Qulub. Ya Allah, every heart is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we require your khas madad, my Allah. Your glance of mercy, my Allah. That one glance of your rahmat, ya Allah. One glance of your karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will become successful in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Don't turn your gaze away from us, my Allah. Don't turn your gaze away from us, my Allah. We know we are disobedient, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we are ungrateful servants, my Allah. Despite you providing so much for us, my Allah. Still we forget you, my Allah. We become ghafil of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us live lives of ghaflat now, my Allah. Make us, ya Allah, become mindful of you, my Allah. Make us have the consciousness of you, my Allah. Give us the maqam of ihsan in our lives, my Allah. Give us the kafiyat of ihsan, my Allah, in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat. Give us your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, you lose nothing, ya Allah, if you make us your friends, my Allah. Include us in the list of your awliya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot become anbiya. Ya Allah, there is no other nabi to come now. Rasulullah s.a.w. was khatamun nabiyyin. Ya Allah, seal of prophethood, my Allah, khatamun nabuwa. Ya Allah, there is no nabi to come, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot become sahaba ikiram, my Allah. They gave their lives for your sake, my Allah. They were loyal servants, my Allah. They were dedicated, my Allah. Ya Allah, they spilled their blood for in your paths, my Allah. They sacrificed their wives and their children, my Allah. They sacrificed their pleasures, their food, my Allah. Ya Allah, our fikr today is only our food, my Allah. Our fikr is only our stomachs, my Allah. Our fikr is just how we can get more and more dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten one day Malakul Maut will come. And then we have to leave this world. And then we will go into the qabr in the dark place, my Allah. And there will be nobody to assist us besides our a'mal saliha, whatever we have done. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us your yaqeen in your raat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every shurur, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Have raham the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والعاهات اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنا واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب يا الله brothers and sisters يا الله in Palestine يا الله Ya Allah, in Afghanistan, my Allah, in Iraq, my Allah. Ya Allah, in so many other countries, ya Allah, in African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Burma, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many countries, my Allah, at this moment, my Allah. So parishan the ummah has become, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Shower your mercy, your rahmat and karam upon them, my Allah.
Masoom little children, my Allah. They've got no food to eat, my Allah. They've got no shelter above their heads, my Allah. They've got no parents left anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition, my Allah. Those evil rulers, ya Allah, who are making zulam, ya Allah, you remove them, my Allah. Replace them with good, kind, just rulers, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam spread to the four corners of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, use this for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Make it bi'am and ta'am, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to join them, ya Allah, in the gush and the ta'aleem, my Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts of mashayikh are making in the khanka, ya Allah, in tazkiyah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, ya Allah. Make their work easy, ya Allah. Make them maqbooleen, banda, my Allah. Darul makati madaris, ya Allah. Whatever work they're doing, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're teaching alif ba. Oh, my Allah, they're teaching your Quran, your Majid, my Allah. The efforts these muallimeen, the muallimat, the apas they're making, my Allah. The asatiza, the mashayikh, accept it, my Allah. Whatever good work, ya Allah, in whatever good line, ya Allah, is taking place, my Allah. You accept all those good works, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, my Allah. Give them ikhlas, my Allah. Make us maqbooleen, banda. Make us those close bandas of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa'e kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim. Oh, my Allah, there's so many who requested for du'as of shifa. So many underwent operations, my Allah. So many still going for operations, my Allah. So many have got chemotherapy they have underwent, my Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. So many have got heart problems, my Allah. So many have got, ya Allah, tumors in their brain, my Allah. There's so many have got gangrene, my Allah. They have to amputate the part of their bodies, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Give them complete shifa, give them raha, give them sukoon, my Allah. Protect us from those deadly diseases also, my Allah. Allah marhumin, ya Allah. Who have passed on our family, friends, our mashayikh, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, the highest of stages. Ala illiyin, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially those who passed away recently, my Allah. So many families requested du'as, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make maghfirat of all those marhumeen. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path. Allahumma razuqna shahadatan fi sabidik. والموت ببلد حبيبك المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم والدفن بالبقيع يا الله give us يا الله يا الله يا الله give us موت المدينة الشريف بري الجنة البقيع يا الله in the condition that you are most pleased with us يا الله يا الله we must have نفس المطمئنة when we leave this world يا الله with the كلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله coming out of our tongues يا الله يا الله give us a good موت يا الله يا الله give us a good موت يا الله Make our hashar be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Qiyamah. Grant us the hawd-e-kawthar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Don't make us mahroom, my Allah. Don't make us mahroom, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, stand up among sahaba-i-kiram, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children. Our families, our relatives, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, ya Allah. Protect all of us, ya Allah, from azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, give us jannatul firdaus. In jannat, ya Allah, give us all the beautiful bounties, especially the bounty of seeing you in jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers who have come here tonight, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have come with some hajat, my Allah. They've got some needs, my Allah. You are well aware of the needs and hajat, my Allah. Fulfill each person's need, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-gham, mujiba da'wati mutarrina idha da'auk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, fi qadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, whatever worries we have, whatever hardship, difficulties, sorrow, misery, grief, my Allah. Whatever the problem is, domestic problem, financial problem, spiritual problem, my Allah. Sickness, bimari, whatever it may be. Allah, remove those hardships, especially for our brothers who have come here, our mothers and sisters listening of the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with each one of us, my Allah. Give us your raza mandi, my Allah. Ya Allah, become happy with us. Rahmataka narju, rahmataka narju. رحمتك نرجو فلا تكلنا الى انفسنا ولا الى احد من خلقك طرفه عين يلا ميك او شر بكم ده كله سفوا عايز مال الله يا الله those who are marriageable age my Allah يلا find them suitable partners my Allah give them bliss and happiness make them find them pious partners my Allah
Make them have a life full of taqwa, my Allah. Grant them pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have got no children and they married, my Allah. Grant them pious children, my Allah. Those who've got children, ya Allah, make the children become the coolness of their eyes. Protect them from zina. Protect them from riba. Protect them from drugs and all filth, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا الله give us اخلاص يا الله يا الله give us اخلاص يا الله protect us from رياء and سمعة يا الله protect us from ostentation يا الله يا الله don't make our اعمال بمردود يا الله make our اعمال بمقبول يا الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين